Good morning. This is where BBC Radio 4 primes its engines for another day's broadcasting. With thanks to our World Service colleagues, this is Chris Aldridge with my colleague Jack Wilfen at the controls. The shipping forecast follows shortly. Then it's news briefing with the latest on the war of words over Ukraine and another English club out of the Champions League. So here's a way to kickstart your day.
I used to get up at 6 every morning and run through the River Glave and get very wet. I really loved it because running didn't hurt in those days.
The new series of This Natural Life with me, Martha Carney, exploring our passion for the great outdoors.
To make that shift when I was 5 years old into the country, it was like arriving in the most extraordinary adventure playground.
With guests including Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall, James Dyson and Adjoa Ando.
I feel my blood pressure drop when I get here. I think there's nothing so heartening than walking in nature.
The new series of This Natural Life starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this afternoon at 3.
Now, what's happening on the high seas? Here's Simon King.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 20th of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Etzira, South Etzira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New lows expected 100 miles west of southeast Iceland, 957, and just west of Shannon, 977, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north Etzira, south Etzira. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in east Viking and north Etzira. Decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. South or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. South 5 to 7, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Plymouth and northwest Biscay. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fitzroy, Sole and Fastnet. Rain at times, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or poor. Bailey. Southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in west. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in northeast Fair Isle. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in far west, becoming southerly later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tarry Automatic, southeast by south 6, mist 3 miles, 991, falling. Stornoway, south 6, recent drizzle 7 miles, 990, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast 7, slight drizzle 1 mile, 1,002, falling more slowly. Lucas, east 2, recent rain 1 mile, 1,000, falling. Bridlington, south by east 4, 1,008, falling. Sandetta Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 5, 2 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, south 5, slight rain 2 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 5, 2 miles, 1013. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 7, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1007, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west 6, mist 3 miles, 993, falling. Ronald's Way, south by east 5, slight drizzle, 600 metres, 1001, falling slowly. Madden Head, southeast by south 4, 27 miles, 991, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A south to southwesterly airflow will affect the United Kingdom over the next few days, with strong winds across all areas and gales affecting parts of the north and west. Cape Wrath to Retrohead, including Orkney. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Murray Firth, and gale 8 elsewhere. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Retrohead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, then backing southeast 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain at times, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South, veering southwest for a time, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 or 6. Occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, then backing southerly, 5 to 7 later. Occasionally, gale 8 later in west. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west and 4 in east. Occasional rain, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time. Rain at times, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mallow Galloway. Southerly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, backing southeasterly later. Rain at times, perhaps thundery, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, then backing south or southeast 6 or 7 later. Rain and drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 for a time, rain at times, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, veering southwesterly for a time, 6 to gale 8, rain at times, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Isle of Merchant Point. South or southeast, veering southwest for a time, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northeast, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly later. Occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the Shipping Bulletin. Chris, back to you.
Simon King, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 20th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. Sir Keir Starmer has offered his backing to Ukraine's President Zelensky after Donald Trump called him a dictator. A scheme which began during the pandemic to allow researchers to access health data is being expanded. In business, details of the last US central bank meeting show that import tariffs could drive up prices for shoppers. And in sport, Manchester City have been knocked out of the Champions League. Sir Keir Starmer has backed Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky after Donald Trump called him a dictator. Downing Street said the Prime Minister had telephoned Mr. Zelensky and given him his support as Ukraine's democratically elected leader. Mr. Trump criticised Mr. Zelensky after being accused by the Ukrainian president of succumbing to Russian disinformation about the war. But speaking in Miami last night, Mr. Trump continued his attacks.
Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going. I don't know what's the problem, but he hasn't been able. He's very upset that he wasn't invited. He could have come if he wanted to, but that he wasn't invited to Saudi Arabia. But he's been working for 3 years. There's never been even meetings or phone calls to stop this war.
European leaders have condemned Mr. Trump's words. Last night, in his regular address, President Zelensky made no direct response, but said that cooperation with the United States was crucial for Ukraine. He said his country was counting on European unity and the pragmatism of America.
Our unity is what best protects our future. The future is not with Putin, but with peace. And it is a choice for everyone in the world and for the powerful to be with Putin or with peace. We should choose peace.
A court in South Korea has begun the first criminal trial for a sitting president. Yoon Suk-yeol faces insurrection charges in Seoul for his short-lived bid to impose martial law in December. A project to analyse people's medical records, which began during the pandemic, is being widened to assess psychological therapies for anxiety and depression. Oxford University's Open Safely scheme uses records held by GPs and has strict controls to protect people's data and confidentiality. NHS England says the insights it gives could transform care. A man from Newcastle has spoken of his gratitude to a woman whose donated placenta was used to save his eye, which was injured in a